This episode of Chris Brown's True Stewardship is brought to you by Churchill Mortgage. They'll take your personal situation and find the best mortgage option for you. Call Churchill Mortgage today, 855-LOAN-200, or go to churchillmortgage.com.
Ramsey Solutions presents Chris Brown's True Stewardship.
What if American households today got serious about stewardship? Not some old historic church word and not some fundraising campaign, but true biblical stewardship, managing God's blessings, God's way for God's glory.
Welcome to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's your host, Chris Brown.
Well, hello, friends. Welcome to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. This is a show where you guys call in and we chat about your life and your stewardship situations, those times where you make great, wise decisions, those times where you make some, well, not so brilliant decisions. The phone number is 866-357-3283, 866-357-3283. Or you can email in your questions or testimonies to Chris Brown on air at stewardship.com. Chris Brown on air at stewardship.com. What's this, all the stewardship stuff? Well, it's managing God's blessings, God's way for God's glory. And that gives us the what? All blessings, not just money. That gives us the how? God's way, by the word, by the scriptures, and the why? For God's glory, not ours. Because it's going to work. It works. If it turns out that he knows what he's doing, right? It's going to work, but it's not for our glory. It's for his. Now, I want to tell you a little bit about, as you guys are calling in, I want to tell you about an article that was written recently by Relevant Magazine. And the name of the article is Millennials' Biggest Problem, Obsessive Comparison Disorder, OCD. A new OCD, I guess, obsessive comparison disorder. Here's what it says. Obsessive comparison disorder is our compulsion to constantly compare ourselves with others, producing unwanted thoughts and feelings that drive us to depression, consumption, anxiety, and all-around joyous discontent. Now, obviously, the lure and danger of comparison didn't just start. Of course, we talked about comparison last week when Rachel Cruz was on the show. But comparison started when sin did. The article goes on to say the first murder recorded in the Bible was a byproduct of comparison. Two brothers brought God an offering. God approved Abel's and disapproved of Cain's. So in Genesis 4, Cain invites his brother out to the field and he attacks and kills him. Then it goes on to say, during Jesus' last supper with the disciples, he tells them shocking news that will forever change history. One of them is going to betray him. How do the disciples respond? Do they do whatever it takes to find and stop the culprit? No. In Luke 22, they start an argument about which one of them is the greatest disciple. Comparison has always been around, but now with the internet and social media, it's taken our comparison problem to global heights, the article says. So then it goes on, not just to state a problem, but it talks about the solution. And I wanted to kind of hit on those real fast, what those solutions are, because you might be right there battling these things. So here they are. Cut back on social media and TV. There's one. Celebrate what you do is number two that it says. And three is hone and own your signature sauce. Hone and own your signature sauce. And I thought about those three things, and I thought about what the Bible says about those things. Cut back on social media and TV. Could you do social media and TV wisely? Yes, but if you're having a tough time with comparison, Proverbs 4:23 says, more than anything you guard, protect your mind, for life flows from it. And what we put in our mind comes out. And so that might be a way that you can guard your mind, is to cut back on social media and TV. When it comes to celebrate what you do, just two verses later from Proverbs 23 and Proverbs 4:25 says, let your eyes look directly forward and your gaze be straight before you. Focus in on what you're doing, less on what everyone else is doing, and that will help you tremendously. And hopefully something that you're doing is ministering to others But it's all about that ministry that you're doing, not necessarily what everyone else is doing, okay? And then that third thing that's said in the article is to hone and own your signature sauce. Psalm 139:13 says, "For you formed my inmost being. You knitted me together in my mother's womb." And we've got to understand our signature sauce. We're all uniquely made, and we need to leverage that secret sauce. We all have it. It's something different. And I think, I'm not sure, you know, who needs to hear that today and who doesn't. But my guess is that it's not just millennials that we all need to hear that little reminder. Great article written by Relevant Magazine. And of course, we talked a little bit about this last week as well. And if you had not had a chance to check out that episode, it was last Tuesday with Rachel Cruz talking about her book that's coming out soon. Live Your Life, Not Theirs. And you can check out that episode at stewardship.com. Well, we are taking your calls. And this first call comes in right here in Tennessee. And this is Jeff. Jeff, how you doing?
I'm doing marvelous.
Well, cool. How can I help?
I've been truly blessed in my life, and we have getting ready to retire, but also expecting our first grandson.
My question is that
with the upcoming expenses for college for this young man, how's the best way to put a little funds aside now to help him later on?
Yeah, good question. The best instruments I love for this is the 529 plan, or an ESA, which is an educational savings account. And that's where you're going to get the best diversification. That's where you're going to get the best tax benefits. And then, of course, it's a long-term instrument. And so let's take the ESA, for example. If you were to put $2,000 a year into an ESA from birth to 18, you will have put in there $36,000. When your grandchild goes to graduate high school, there will not just be $36,000 in there, but historically there'll be over $100,000 in there, maybe even $120,000, $130,000 in there. And it'll all be tax-free, which is amazing. So that is by far, you know, the ESA and the 529 plan, you're looking for tax-free and you're looking for something that is for education purposes. But there are pros and cons to the 529 and the ESA. So I would definitely recommend you connecting with one of our ELP professionals that deal with those every day. So you can go to stewardship.com and click on ELP, and they'll walk you through the pros and cons of each one of those.
Thank you.
Does that help?
Yes.
All right.
I guess they would indicate if it's better to be in the parent's name for tax purposes or that sort of thing.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's nothing wrong with, you know, like for instance, for me, mine are in my kids' names. So I put them in their names and I'm the guardian of it. So I've got one for Annie, one for Max, one for Jack, and I just put in the $2,000 a year. But when it comes, I get the statement, it's made out to Annie. She's 8 years old, but the statement comes in her name. So it's in her name, and I'm the guardian.
Gotcha.
All righty.
Excellent. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for the call.
You're listening to Chris Brown's True Stewardship.
Picture this. You have a great job and plenty of money and savings, but you're afraid to take the leap into home ownership. What should you do, rent or buy? Well, the fact is, buying a home sets you up for building wealth. So if it's a reasonable expense in your budget, you're better off buying. Talk to my friends at Churchill Mortgage to help you build a smarter plan today. Call 855-LOAN-200 or go to churchillmortgage.com/Chris Brown.
This is a paid advertisement. NMLS ID 1591. Equal Housing Lender, 761 Old Hickory Boulevard, Brentwood, Tennessee, 37027.
This email here comes from Alva. Of course, you can be calling in or emailing in. The email address is chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. Alva says, "Hey, Chris, we're considering the purchase of a solar energy system, but would like your input. After considerable research, we've identified the best system for our home based on efficiency, longevity, and warranty. This system is estimated to cost us $10,000 up front after the federal tax credit, but save us $18,000 over 20 years in electric bills. The system comes with a 25-year warranty. If we have the means to purchase this solar system, but it would require that we dip into our $30,000 emergency fund to do it immediately. Do you think it's worth it to be able to install the system sooner than later? Or do you advise saving up the money over the next year and a half to 2 years, leaving our emergency fund untouched, yet being sure to purchase the system before the tax credit expires in 2019? Man, I've got a lot of thoughts on this one. First of all, be careful. You are not doing something just because there's a tax credit. We don't want to do things just because there happens to be some kind of tax advantage. We want to make sure that it actually fits in with our goals and it fits in with everything that we're trying to do as a family. So just be careful with that. Secondly, don't ever let a time crunch make you feel forced in anything. Stay in control. Stay level-headed about your decisions. The third thing that comes to my mind is very few people stay in their house 20 years. So there may be a very, it might be a less risky way for you to save. This is about, let's see how much this is, 18,000 over 20 years. So roughly $75 a month or so. There's probably another way you can do this without so much risk. Now, the fourth thing that comes to mind is usually those warranties that you referenced aren't worth the paper that they're written on. And they usually only cover about 50% of the things that could possibly go wrong. So I wouldn't count too heavily on the warranty thing. So that'd be another thing that comes to my mind. But if you decide to make this purchase, it would be definitely after your emergency fund, because the emergency fund, well, this might be a shocker to all of us. It's for emergencies. And this is not an emergency. Again, the number is 866-357-3283. And this next call comes in from Scottsdale, Arizona. This is Thomas. Thomas, how are you?
Good. How you doing, Chris?
I'm better every day. How can I serve you?
Well, I just was calling to kind of see what your take would be for someone in my situation and how I should kind of allocate my finances and equity, et cetera.
Okay. What you got?
So I'm 28 years old, single, very little debt. But as a matter of fact, the only debt I have is a vehicle loan.
You're single?
Yes, single.
So would you say available?
Yeah, you could say so.
Okay, guys. Thomas in Scottsdale, Arizona, available. Got it. Cool. Got it.
So, yeah, again, the only real debt I suppose I have is my car payment, which is about $16,000, but the worth of the vehicle is about $30,000. So I'm in the green on that, largely putting down a large down payment. So there's that. I'm fully clear of any student loan. So no other real debt, and then I've got about $40,000 cash and about $20,000 invested already in precious metals, gold and silver. So obviously a little bit more of a conservative approach, but particularly I just want to get your take on what I should do. And because everyone, you know, my father included, and everyone that gives me any sort of financial advice says, you know, cash is a depreciating asset and that I holding on to it in my savings account is a silly thing to do. And I tend to agree with them, but I'm also a little nervous about making any sort of, you know, market moves or et cetera. So just wanted to get your take on that.
Yeah, lots of things to consider. What's the interest rate that you're paying on your car?
It's 2.99.
All right. What interest rate are you getting on your cash in your bank account?
Oh, the minimal savings. I don't even know.
0.0125%?
Something like that, yeah. I don't even count on that. I've just been sitting on it.
Well, the first thing I'm going to do for you is I'm going to make a contribution to your life, Thomas, and I'm going to give you a 2.8% return on your money immediately, and you're going to take the cash in your account and pay off your car.
Okay.
Right now you're paying interest that you shouldn't, and paying interest is a penalty, and receiving interest is a reward. But congratulations on the huge savings. That's amazing. You're doing great. But I'd pay off the car ASAP. Here's the deal. Here's what you want to do no matter what age you are, whether you're married or you're single, it doesn't matter. When you go to invest, and you've already got, looks like you got an emergency fund, looks like you're going to be doing great. Even after you pay off the car, you're going to be in a good position, it looks like.
Sure.
When it's time for you to invest, okay, more than what you've done already, which you're already way past most 28-year-olds, so you're doing great. But the key is two things. One is tax advantages. You're looking for tax advantages, which right now you're not in investments that have tax advantages. And right. Two, diversification, which right now you're not in that either. So part of what I'm going to tell you is to convert over your precious metal stuff that gets less than 4% return historically. Because if you play that out, you play metals out all the way to the end because it feels real secure. Right. Let's say the world is ending tomorrow and we're all like just desperate. We're here on this earth. What is a bar of gold going to do for you? When all trade is over, all markets are over, everything's over, what does everyone care about? They care about water and food. They're not going to care about a bar of gold. They don't give a rip. So I would get out of that as soon as possible. But here's what I would do. You're looking for a 401k match at work first. Okay, once you've gone all the way up to the match, if it's available to you, you want to do that. Then secondly, you're going to go to a Roth IRA. Then after that, you're going to go to the 401k up to the limit. So let's say they limit 15% of your income or whatever, or 15 grand a year or 10 grand a year. You want to go to the limit. Then after that, you're going to go to low turnover growth stock mutual funds. And here's the reason why. Because you want tax advantages and you want diversification. Ecclesiastes 11:2 says, invest in 7 ventures, yes, in 8, because you do not know what disaster may come upon the land. And so when you go into all those things that I just mentioned, you're going into 80 to 200 stocks at one time. So you're diversifying. And then you want to diversify your diversification, which you don't have to worry about that right now. But what you need to do is you need to go get with an ELP, one of our endorsed local providers at stewardship.com. They will help you through converting all this stuff from precious metals over to some diversified funds. And what you're looking for is a track record much higher than the 4% or less that you're getting now. A long track record of 20 plus years that is very, very diverse. Okay? So folks, when we're thinking about investing, okay, and diversifying, money is just like manure, Dave Ramsey says. Okay? If it's all in one spot, it stinks. And if it's all spread out, that's a really good thing. It can be beneficial. So make sure you're spreading out your investments. Well, folks, I have a quick question for you. If there was only one thing you needed to do to save hundreds of dollars right now, would you do it? Well, of course you would. A crazy number of people overpay for insurance. I know no one's excited to talk about insurance. It's boring and sometimes it's complicated and it's confusing. I know I don't want to talk about insurance, right? But hang with me because it's an easy way to save hundreds of dollars. The trick is to find an independent agent. Agents that work for you, not the insurance company. Did you get that? They work for you to shop around and find the best policy for your family and your budget. And we have a network of agents in our endorsed local provider program who are local experts right there in your area who have the heart of a teacher, not the heart of a salesman, the heart of a teacher. They provide top-notch service that you can trust. And check this out. It's an absolutely free service. So go to stewardship.com, click on Find an ELP, and get connected with an independent agent right there in your area.
You're listening to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Remember, we want to hear your questions and your success stories. Every story, from your smallest milestone to your biggest victory. Email Chris at chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. That's right, you can email us at chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. Or call us at 866-357-3283. That's 866-357-3283. And this is Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's Chris.
Well, you are listening to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. I'm your host, Chris Brown. We're taking your calls at 866-357-3283. 866-357-3283, talking all things stewardship. Tell me about your stewardship situation and how I can help by pointing us to the Word of God. I'm also taking your emails, chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. And you know what? Also on social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, however we can communicate, let's go ahead and do that. I love this Twitter that I got from Corey Knowlton. He says, I'm excited to see you on the Smart Money Tour in Akron, Ohio. this fall. Got my tickets and can't wait. Can't wait to see you either, Corey. Just so you guys know, all of the events for the fall will all be right there at stewardship.com. They're all there already. Great events coming down the pipe. Smart Conference, we're going to be in Atlanta and Houston, October 8th in Atlanta, October 22nd in Houston. That's our whole entire lineup at Ramsey Solutions. That's Christy Wright, that's Chris Hogan, Rachel Cruz, Anthony O'Neill, me, Dave Ramsey, along with Henry Cloud, Les Parrott, and Meg Meeker. All of them will be there joining us. So that'll be a lot of fun. Smart Money Tour. Chris Hogan and I will be in Akron on November 1st. And I'll be with Dave Ramsey out in Colorado Springs. The two of us will be out there. So anyway, check it out, stewardship.com. And Corey, we appreciate you tweeting in. We're excited about going to Ohio. Got a lot of family there pumped about that visit. Next up, we got an email from Shane. He says, "Hey, Chris, I'm 19 years old, currently pursuing a bachelor's degree and working nearly full time. I've struggled with the idea of tithing since I began listening to your show. I'm currently cash flowing school as well as investing $100 a month into my Roth IRA. But tithing has been heavy on my heart lately. At what point in someone's life should they honor tithing as a part of their life? I feel strange because none of my friends have thought of it, but I want to honor God's kingdom correctly, regardless of age. Your guidance has helped me grow much closer to God. Thank you for your podcast." I love the vulnerability, Shane. I totally can see you struggling with that as a 19-year-old. And my answer is very bold. As soon as you can grasp that it's all God's. My kids all started around 5 years old and giving cheerfully, like enjoying it, because they know it's all God's. And they get an opportunity to be able to manage this little green stuff. The whole idea comes from Deuteronomy and first fruits. We give our first fruits of our week. It's called a Sabbath. We give our first fruits of our day, hopefully having some time with God. Hopefully it's at least 10% of time, just quiet time with Him, either journaling or reading or meditating or just thinking about how awesome He is, staring at creation, however you do that. But also with our money. It's a first fruits. It's 10%. It's not a legalistic thing. It's not something that you're made to do. It's something that you should just want to do. And if you feel the Holy Spirit convicting you in that way, I really want to challenge you on that. My wife and I were actually just talking about this, about how much God has blessed us since we have gone from when we got married back in 1999, way back in last century. We were tithing immediately, but every year we've added a percentage point, and we know that 1% of extra faith that we've had every year, we can point back to how that has led to more blessings in our life. It's not why we gave, but there is a sowing and reaping principle in the Bible. So we have had a tremendous help. It's not always this way for everybody. As far as God can minister to us in a lot of different ways. His ways are not our ways. But in our way, we've got tremendous health and peace and opportunity and ideas and thoughts. And we can point back to even, you know, monetary blessings throughout our entire life. So I definitely want that for you. And what you want to do is you want to start building that muscle now, giving cheerfully now, and make it a process. And I would do this too. I think a lot of us, we give on the weekends at our churches. And it's just a 5-minute process, or maybe even a 30-second process. What I would do is pray over that check all week long. Or if maybe it's not a check, very few people write checks anymore. However you give, but pray over that amount all week long and really offer it to Him with a lot of heartfelt worship. It's just another way that we worship. So I want to just those of you that are out there right now and you're in the same boat, you're struggling with this idea of tithing. I want to pray for you real fast, because I know that's a wrestle. And right now in this situation, Shane, you're saying that you're giving $100 to your Roth IRA, but not tithing. And that just tells me that somehow subconsciously you are putting more faith and more trust in your Roth and the stock market than you are even in God. So we got to remember, we're dealing with earthly economy, but we're also dealing with God's economy at the same time. God, I come to you right now on behalf of Shane and anybody else who's in that boat where they're struggling with doubt when it comes to tithing, when it comes to giving. I pray, God, that you give them boldness, that you give them courage, that you give them clarity, and God, that they would just seek you personally. They dive into your scriptures and see this whole theme of generosity through Jesus's life and throughout the entire Old Testament and New Testament. I pray that it become real to them. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, that wraps up this episode of Chris Brown's True Stewardship. And don't forget, if you want to save hundreds of dollars right away, just go to stewardship.com and click on Find an ELP to get started with an insurance agent in your area. And folks, just a reminder of what all of this is about. There is the world's way of handling money, and there's the Bible's way of handling money. And one is rooted in entitlement, and the other is rooted in contentment and gratitude. It's his, and he has every right to tell us how to use it. He doesn't need your money. It's not even that he wants your money. If God wanted your money, he could take it. It's that God wants you. He wants your heart. And God knows that there is no greater indicator of your heart than your money. You've been listening to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. God bless you.